Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. Today's topic hits close to home, fostering meaningful relationships for mental well-being. Ever feel like your social life is more of a chore than a joy? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and everyone else seems to have it all figured out? Trust me, I've been there. But here's the thing. Genuine connection isn't about likes or follower counts, it's the bedrock of a happy and fulfilling life. In today's woe and whirl, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget about nurturing our relationships. But those connections with family, friends, even our colleagues are the source of our strength, resilience, and joy. Think about it. Who do you turn to when you need a shoulder to cry on? Who makes you laugh until your sides hurt? Those people, those relationships, are invaluable. So how do we build and maintain these meaningful connections that truly nourish our mental well-being? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that I truly believe can change the game for you. First off, be present. Seriously, put down your phone, look people in the eye, and actively listen when they're talking. It sounds simple, but in this age of constant distraction, genuine presence is a superpower. When you give someone your full attention, you show them that they matter, that their words and feelings are valuable. Next up, be vulnerable. Sharing your thoughts and feelings, even the messy ones, can create a deeper bond. It takes courage to open up, but remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's the foundation of trust and intimacy. You'd be surprised how many people appreciate someone being real with them. Third, practice empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to understand their perspective can strengthen your connection and build compassion. It doesn't mean you have to agree with everything they say or do, but by actively listening and seeking to understand their point of view, you create a space for authentic connection. Fourth, celebrate the wins, both big and small. Life is a roller coaster, so remember to acknowledge each other's triumphs and offer support during tough times. Sharing in each other's joys and sorrows creates a sense of community and strengthens your bond. Finally, prioritize quality time. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. A simple walk in the park, a shared meal, or even just a phone call can make a world of difference. Make an effort to connect regularly with the people who matter most, because those moments of shared experience are what truly build lasting connections. Speaking of real-life examples, remember that time I totally bombed my presentation at work? I was freaking out, thinking everyone thought I was incompetent. But then Sarah, my best friend and colleague, pulled me aside after and said, "Hey, don't sweat it, we all have those days. What matters is that you got up there and tried." Her simple words of encouragement were a game changer. She didn't let me dwell on the mistake. She helped me see the bigger picture and move forward. That's the power of a truly supportive relationship. It can pick us up when we fall and remind us that we're not alone in this crazy journey called life. So, what's the takeaway here? Meaningful relationships aren't just nice to have, they're essential for our mental well-being. Be present, be vulnerable, practice empathy, celebrate wins, prioritize quality time. These simple actions can create a ripple effect of positivity that impacts every aspect of your life. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Reach out to the people who matter, nurture those connections, and watch as your world becomes brighter and more fulfilling. Ready to take action? First things first. Reach out to someone you care about, send a text, make a call, or plan a coffee date. Let them know you're thinking of them and want to connect. Second, share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these insights. And finally, leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps me reach more people and spread the word about the power of stoic living. Until next time, keep building that stoic core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.